soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm seriously in love with you. Because I want you back. Because I think you're cute. Anyway. Two trivial things and something more important. One, it was fascinating I just step out the front door. You know, I have my windows open typically, but I sometimes just step out the door to just be outside for a moment. And occasionally, like today, I step outside and I find I'm not alone. I have about a 300-foot driveway, and about 200 and some, maybe 250 feet down the driveway, were four deer, pretty near the road. So I just froze. I stood still. I had my hands in my head, and I just froze and watched for a while. And one of them ended up coming closer and closer. It got to about 50 feet away from me. It was kind of like, wow. And then he took off, and then the others eventually took off too. But that was fascinating. I'm so grateful that I live where I live. The other thing is, serendipity, I found a video that Eric Lee made, and I just sent her an email about it from 2007. And it's online. I'll put the link in the email. It's kind of like, wow. it fascinated me. But the other thing is, my friend Mike Day was feeling better. Not completely better, but feeling better enough to the point that he actually drove here, and then I drove him to just the doctor here, or the hospital here in town. Very strange place to be. I hate being in hospitals, and I guess that's why I don't go, even for me. And it was fascinating. He's got an appointment Friday afternoon with his doctor to give the results of the tests. The guess is that since he's doing better, it probably is not internal bleeding. Several things happened when we were standing there in the medical records area. It was, you know, just him and I, and, you know, he's 73, so he's almost 10 years older than I am, and I felt like I was the dad taking care of a kid. I'm trying to show him respect, but, you know, this is a guy who was... you go back to the 60s, I think it was 70s. You know, he was a pretty high-end drug dealer. and now to see him this way is very strange, and then the role that I'm playing in his life. But the concern I have is, because I've seen it now with several people, since I've known a lot of people who are now dead. But a common theme is you can sense an attitude of giving up. And I'm seeing that a little in Mike. I'm not sure. Part of it is he does have in place arrangements for Jake, his dog. He basically says to me, he wants me to take the truck. It's kind of like, I don't want a truck. It's not the truck per se. It is, he's taking care of his demise. And I'm concerned. It may be he's going to live another 10 years. He has rebounded for so many things, it may be. But just that attitude. And after I dropped him back off at home. I walked back home. In the process, I visit another friend. We talked. And we talked about Mike, because they know Mike. And the part of the conversation was that Mike's alone. Mike has no kids. Basically has, I think, a nephew or something of that nature. But basically, he's alone. And has an attitude about others. And what is his reason to go on, besides fear of death? And we talked about that because the gentleman, Gary, that I spoke to, he's the gentleman that I know that has, he only has one leg. He lost his leg about 6 years ago. He's not alone. He has he's 68, and his lady friend is roughly the same age as him. And they've been together for a number of years. And you can tell that they give each other a drive to live. And so I watch that. I see Mike alone. I see Gary with Lynn, his friend. And of course, I have a wife and 9 kids, and I'm alone. But one of the things I do think about, I'm getting long, sorry. One of the things I think about is 7 years ago, I really, really focused a lot on the book and the verse in Philippians. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And I really, really, for 49 days, focused so heavily on to die is gain. Because I wanted to die so badly. Now, 7+ years later, I can honestly say my focus is for me to live as Christ. That's why I'm trying to show Mike love. That's why I try to show Gary love. And a couple other things happened today that allowed me to do the same. It's marvelous. So I can honestly say for today, for me to live as Christ. And I also dealt with a couple, I did go get my, hit the juice bar and talk with a couple of young ladies. 3 of them, fairly long this today. One is the Mormon lady. We talk fairly intense. And I can talk with her openly, honestly. And she ironically, I gave her my a card, so she's going to pass it to a couple of her young Mormon missionary guy friends to see if they'll take me on. Because, I speak honestly with them. I speak honestly with her, saying that, no, I'm sorry. Joseph Smith is a fraud. And Christ is real. But I will treat you with respect. Because I talked with her a little bit, because I've told her I know a lot more about Islam than I know about the Mormon, the Book of Mormon, and the other 2 books. But if there's a willingness to dialogue, I am willing to dialogue. Because the Lord says to proclaim and to engage, to dialogue, to reason. And it's interesting I can do this with others. I can't do it with my own family. I can do it with Mike. I can do it with Gary. I can celebrate the grace of the Lord with others and not my own family. Dorothy Jane, I love you. And also, my apologies to Erica Lee that I put the video online, but still, I love her too.